Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hi, that's me. All right, it's been a while. We've been on vacation, trying to enjoy the summer a little bit, podcast free. But we're back with a bang here for this newest edition of the WFAN Daily podcast. A very special edition as we look forward to the start of the NFL season, just a few days away. One of my favorite things about WFAN and the football season was always the Mike and the Mad Dog over-unders. And then when Mad Dog left, I had the honor, if you could believe it, to do the over-unders with Mike Francesa, the man himself. So today, I wanted to welcome in two very special guests. Both sons of Mike Francesa, Jack Francesa and Harrison Francesa, and we are going to do the old school over-unders. You know the rules if you're listening to Mike and the Mad Dog. If you don't, let me explain them to you. It's simple. We go by the over-under numbers. I have them right here. We'll go over that as you guys pick here. I'm sure they're basically similar across the board. You pick either an over or an under for a team. Obviously, once you take that team, it is off the board. Neither of us can then pick it. You could have head-to-heads. We'll each draft five, so there'll be 15 total along the way. And I figured we'd start us off. I don't know, but Jack, you can help me out with this. You want to go youngest to oldest here, or you want to go middle, young, old? I'll go last. You guys could go first. Jack, you could pick, though.
I'll let Harrison go first.
All right. Defer to the youngster.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Now, are you guys familiar with it? Like, did you ever listen to your father do it with Doggy or back in the day where they had the, you know, the over-under picks, the famous picks that they used to do?
I've never listened to it live, but I mean, I've heard
it on the radio a bunch.
Okay. All right. So, you know, though, the premise of what we're doing.
Exactly.
Okay. Just making sure. All right, Harrison.
Perfect.
You are the youngest. You are on the board with the first pick of the 2024 WFAN Daily over-unders for the NFL season. What do you got?
All right, I'll start it off with Bears over 8.5 is what I got here. Okay. I like the team. They went really nice at the end of the season last year. Obviously, they have K.O. Williams, who people think is going to be a generational talent. I like the wide receivers they got with Keenan. I like Pringle. I obviously like their other first-round draft pick, Odunze. And they also added Kyren Bird. Kevin Byard and Jalen Johnson. So you're getting more depth in the defense too. So I think this team can win well over 8.5 games. And I think they're going to be a playoff team. So I think that's a solid number one pick.
All right. Bears over 8.5 for Harrison. I have to ask you before we get Jack's pick, how much of this was influenced, Harrison, by watching Hard Knocks? Because I get sucked in every year. You watch the Hard Knocks. Oh, this team's going to be good. And generally, it doesn't work out like that. Was there any Hard Knocks bias in your pick here?
I wouldn't call it Hard Knocks bias. I would say it confirmed my pick. I like the chemistry they had in the team meetings and all that other stuff. I think the team is meshing well because a lot of people said they didn't think Caleb was going to be accepted by other players because he's more he's very out of all over the place. So him showing that the team likes him in Hard Knocks, or what that's what I saw at least, made this pick easier to take.
All right, Jack, you're on the board. Were you going to take the Bears at all, Jack? I have a feeling you were going to go in a different direction.
So I was actually planning – well, no, I'm not doing it anymore, but I was going to plan on eventually taking the Bears under, but I decided earlier to knock that off, so I'm not
taking it. All right.
I think my first pick is pretty self-explanatory, going Falcons over 9.5.
Well, explain it. I know you're a big Falcon fan, which I can't believe. Both Jack and I are big Falcon fans. All right, you're going Falcons over 9.5.
Yeah, so first of all, they have the easiest schedule in the league. They won 7 games last year with Desmond Ridder as their quarterback, who's not in the league anymore. They added Kirk Cousins. They added Matthew Judon. They added Justin Simmons, and they added good draft picks. I think Kirk Cousins is going to come back with a vengeance after his injury. I love the combination of Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, of course. I think Kyle Pitts is going to show us who he really is, and Drake London is going to prove to be a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL this year.
Hey,
defense will hold.
Wow, this guy loves the Falcons.
I can't believe it. Somebody loves the Falcons more than me. I'll never forget my favorite over-under ever. It was the first year Dog left, and your dad, like I was saying before, had me do the over-unders, and I picked the Falcons. And it was Matt Ryan's rookie year. So Mike Smith, Matt Ryan, rookie year. And I'm like, I'm watching them in the preseason. Everybody in the league thought they were going to be the worst team in the league. So much so that they were picking the Lions to knock out the Falcons in the week one of the knockout picks. And I just remember, and the number was 4.5. And I'm like, Mike, they're going over this number. I really feel it. Watch them in the preseason. And, of course, they made the postseason that year in Ryan's rookie year. So I understand. I'm assuming, Jack, that this is not just a fan bias. I know you love the Falcons, but you're seeing – is something and believing in this team as well.
They won 7 games last year with Desmond Ridder as their quarterback and Arthur Smith as their coach. Arthur Smith's offense last year hurt my eyes to watch. And there were games. There was a game against the Commanders, and there was a game, I forget the second game, but clear wins that they sold. And if they can't win 3 more games than they did last year, they should just sell house. Like
I hope. Now look, 9.5 is a lot to get to 10 wins, but I hope that they are able to get there.
It's the schedule in the league, so I think they can do it. Because they're also a very good team. I would not be surprised if they're a top 3 offense in the whole entire league after this year.
You think they go to the Super Bowl?
I think it's tough. I think the Eagles are good. I think the Lions are good. And I think the Niners are good. But our O-line is ranked 2 in PFF right now. Our weapons are great. Our defense is going to be good this year. So I think they could go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they will, but I think they definitely can. Kirk really needs to prove himself this year if they want to go to the Super Bowl.
All right, so I was not going to take the Falcons. I'm glad you did because I just can't go down that road with them. I was not going to take the Bears.
That was pretty expected.
I am going. I have a lot here. All my picks are alive that I was coming in here with so far. I'm trying to think of one that you guys would take. So now for the record, if I wanted to take the Bears or Falcons, I could not.
Yeah.
They're off the board, just so we know. I am going to go with – I'm going to take the Commanders over 6.5 wins. Now – I don't like the Commanders, never have, really never will. However, reading about them doing some prep, and by the way, I don't like Dan Quinn because I am a Falcon fan and he blew the Super Bowl 28-3, all that stuff. But I do feel like with Jaden Daniels and the low, I mean, they are freaking loaded on offense. Cliff Kingsbury, I don't like him as a head coach, but as an offensive coordinator, different story. Plus, I don't think Dallas or Philadelphia are going to be as good as they've been in years past. Now, does that mean the Commanders are going to be a playoff team? No, but all I have to do is get to 7 wins.
What weapons do they have?
Dude. No, they got their running back room is pretty stacked.
They only have Jaden Daniels in my eyes.
No, Eckler, Robinson.
Okay, they have McLaurin. They have McLaurin. I don't think Eckler's any good anymore.
Oh, Eckler.
What are we doing here?
He's not going to be the featured back. Eckler in that with Kingsbury is an offensive genius. I don't think he's a good head coach.
Exactly.
But he's an offensive genius. I think, and look, I'm telling you, I don't like Dan Quinn, but something about the Redskins, something about the Commanders, I think they're going to surprise some people, and I think they're going to finish better than people expect. I'm going to go over. It's a low number, so put me on the board for Commanders over 6.5.
My question to you about the Commanders is more, their defense last year was so awful that I thought I was watching a JV football team. How are they going to stop anybody? They're just going to have to outscore people, and that's going to be tough.
Well, here's the thing. Dan Quinn, especially first year, there's going to be a bump up in defense. Now, he was disappointing as a head coach as far as the defense went with Atlanta all those years. But I do think he's going to transition this team to being improved defensively. Okay. Now, again, remember, so as long as they're improved from a year ago, defensively with Jaden Daniels. I think this really comes down to Jaden Daniels. What's he going to do in his rookie year? All the other pieces around him, I think, are pretty solid. You're only talking about 6.5 wins. What's that, Jen?
The O-line is terrible.
All right. There's a reason why it's 6.5.
Daniels is a runner, too. It's gonna come down to his mobility a lot of the times, too.
Happens when he rolls out and he's 190 pounds soaking wet and gets hit by someone who can
run? Funny. I was looking up their backup quarterback, and it's not a pretty situation there, so he needs to stay healthy. All right, so go ahead, Harrison. You're on the board here. Pick number two,
Round two. Give me Chargers under 8.5. They won 6 games last year. This is 2.5 higher than their performance last year. Obviously, people are just going based off of Harbaugh being there, but they lost Keenan. They lost Eckler. They lost Mike Williams. They have no receivers. I mean, they got Gus Edwards, but he's okay. I mean, they bolstered the offensive line a little bit, but I don't love the team in general. And their conference is horrible to face. The Chiefs are going to beat them every time. I think the Raiders have a good shot this year at beating them both times too. So 8.5 just seems like a stretch to me. I think they could get to 7 and improve the team, or even 8. But I think winning 9 games is a little ridiculous for this squad.
Okay, so Chargers under 8.5. All right, Jack, what do you got here?
All right, I'm going to knock one of my confident ones off the board here and go Lions over 10.5.
Ooh, high number.
Yeah, wow.
Their schedule isn't the easiest, but I just think their team is too good. Their O-line is good. Their running back situation is great, the 1-2 punch of Montgomery and Gibbs. We got 14 out of their first 15 games being in a dome. Jared Goff is going to thrive off of that. Their weapons are great. Laporta. Jameson Williams claims that he'll be the best receiver in the league this year, so we'll see how that goes. We still got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Aiden Hutchinson is going to – you're going to see him this year a lot. He's going to cause a lot of havoc in that backfield for opposing teams. And I just think their defense is even better than it was last year, and it literally could be the year to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like the Lions as a team. I just, when we're doing these over-unders, a lot has to go right for that
case.
You know, 11 wins for Detroit. I mean, look, maybe this is a Super Bowl year for them. I could see it. I think it's a gutsy pick building off of last year. For me, a high total. I'm going to go.
I agree.
I'm going to go with my next pick. You would go under, Harrison? You still could, by the way.
No, you can't. The Lions are off the board now.
No. The over is off the board.
Oh, I thought both was off the
board. They had 12 wins last year. I think they got better.
Okay. Fair enough. So just for clarification purposes, the under would still be on the board for both Falcons and Lions, or vice versa for you. You know, the Chargers, the over, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or the Commanders over. You guys are ripping me for my Commanders pick. Then one of you better take the under on that. All right, let's see. Where am I at here? I'm going to go – I got two that I really like here. I'm going to go Philadelphia under.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think – it plays to my point before about the Commanders. I know that on paper the Eagles are okay. And a lot of my reasoning here has to do with head coach. Nick Sirianni is a doofus. So I just don't believe in him. He is a dead man walking – a team that you had to question their heart at the end of last year. I like the addition of Saquon Barkley, and I do think they're going to do things differently this year. And they still may be good, and how could you knock the talent, as I was saying before? I'm going to go under, though. 10.5 is a lot. Maybe they get to 10 wins, and I still am able to win that bet. I do think the division is going to be better with even the Giants playing a little bit better than they did a year ago, more respectable. Same thing with the Commanders. So I'm going Eagles under 10.5, largely because I don't believe in Sirianni, and I think they're going to take a step back. I also don't necessarily – I don't know what to believe with Jalen Hurts anymore. At times I watch Hurts and I think he's great. Other times I'm like, what's going on here? Also, let's not minimize the loss of Jason Kelce. Everybody talks about offensive line, how important it is, which it is important. So then why am I just going to ignore losing one of the most integral parts of the Philadelphia Eagles team for years? No Kelce, Sirianni, I'm going under Eagles 10.5.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bob-a-pedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bob-a-pedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Fair enough.
Well, I agree with that, honestly.
Okay.
Do you think the Eagles secondary is going to be their worst aspect this year again? Like what their downfall last year? Or you think it's going to be maybe losing Kelce and Cox or Jalen Hurts performances?
Is Johnson still playing?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Harrison, about the specifics of their secondary. I just think that overall, and again, downfall is relative, right? Like, I could pick the under, but we're talking about they could still win 10 games, maybe win a division at 10 games. So I just don't think they're going to be as good as everybody just assumes, pencil in the Eagles because they've been good. So I think it's more less about the secondary and what they do there to improve, which we'll see how it plays out, you know, in the season. We hear in the offseason, oh, Giants offensive line is better. It's so much better. Is it? Can we watch it play out? So we won't really learn these type of things, specific things, till week four or week five. But going in, my main reason is I don't believe in the head coach, and I think the loss of Kelce will be a major, major loss for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Harrison. You're on the clock again.
All right. I'm going to go Titans over 6.5 wins. I like Levis here. I think he's going to have a very good season. I think he's an underrated quarterback. I think the addition of L'Jarius Sneed from the Chiefs, who did not give up a touchdown until the Super Bowl of last year, will be a great addition to the defense, locking up wide receiver ones and man coverage. And then the addition of Calvin Ridley, I think he's going to have a good season. So I think he's getting more weapons on offense to throw the ball to. And even though they lost Henry, they replaced him with a solid running back. So I think they definitely have the chance to go over 6.5.
You looked at their schedule?
Yeah, their schedule isn't the easiest, but it isn't the worst in the league. But I think that they're going to shock some people with just how they play and how they play on offense specifically.
I like it. It's a bold pick. I would not do it myself. And the main reason is because I think their division has the potential to be tough. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it does have it definitely can be tough.
We know what the Texans are, right?
Yeah.
And we know the Jaguars and Colts easily have a shot at winning the division as well.
That's my point. So if Richardson is healthy and the Colts are good, same thing with – you know, the Jaguars owner saying this is a make or break year basically for everybody. Mm-hmm. that's where it could be tricky to get to that number. But you're on the books here, Harrison. Over, I like it. Bold pick.
Yep.
Titans over 6.5. All right, Jack, what do you got?
I'm going to fade the past, I think, decade now. I'm going to go Steelers under 8.5.
Whoa.
Obviously, their coach is great. I mean, he hasn't had a losing record in a lot of – I don't know how long it's been now. But first of all, the addition of Arthur Smith might be the worst hire ever after his offensive showing last year. So, and then getting Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I really don't know who will be the starter, because I know Russell Wilson's a starter right now, but will he last the whole season? I know he played all right last year, but I don't know how effective this run game will be with Najee Harris and Jalen Warren. I'm not sure how effective they will be. Which QB will thrive? Like I said, I don't know. If they said they're going to have a Justin Fields package, I don't know how that's going to work. I feel like they don't trust.
It'll mostly be a running package.
Yeah, probably. But I don't think they trust either quarterback that much. And I don't know how I feel like the O-line is very shaky. And I know that the defense will definitely hold teams to not a lot of points, but I don't think their offense will be able to meet the requirement in order to win enough games. I think they could get 8, but I don't – I mean, I think they could get 8, but I don't think they'll get 9. For sure.
Right. All right. So you got the Steelers at under 8.5. Now, where are you, Harrison? What number do you have on the Steelers? Because I'm seeing 7.5 on mine.
For Steelers, I'm seeing 8.5 here too.
Well, where are you getting this, Jack? This
ESPN. I got mine.
Okay, you guys get 8.5. All right. So we'll go with that. So far, all the numbers have been okay. Just that one was a different one here.
Yeah.
So
Fox Sports has it at 8.5. Right.
Okay. All right. So Steelers under 8.5. Look, that's another bold pick because, like you said, you're picking against a coach who never – I mean, they never finish, you know, less than 500. So, I don't like the quarterback situation either with Russell Wilson.
The division is also extremely difficult.
Yeah, that is true. The Browns' defense.
Their schedule is difficult as well. Boy, they have one of the hardest – they have one of the hardest schedules in the league this year.
I like it. Bold pick. I like it. Now, I have so many here. None of you guys are taking the picks that I like. I'm just trying to make sure I get everything organized and get one that I want. I'm going to do this one. I'm going to go Miami Dolphins over.
Ooh.
I think the fact that – what happened?
What's the number?
I have it at 9.5 years.
That's accurate. Yeah, I have it too.
Yeah.
What's your Bills number? I have Bills at 10.5.
I have Bills 10.5 as well.
9.5.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that. I think Miami is going to be the main competition for the Jets in the AFC East. I like Mike McDaniels. I mean, look, he's a quirky guy, but he clearly knows what he's doing. You know, the Dolphins' offense has been very consistent, and their defense has been solid enough. Even last year, I thought they had a chance to beat the Chiefs in that playoff game, and they really did if they just want to clean things up a little bit. I think Miami's very dangerous, a dangerous sleeper. Everybody's given the division to the Jets. Everybody's dismissing Buffalo, although the over-under total would lead you to believe they're not really dismissing Buffalo. And I wouldn't dismiss Buffalo. But the fact that the Dolphins, their number is 9.5 wins with that offense, with their coach, I think Miami's going to go over that. I could see them easily getting 10 wins, maybe higher. So I'm going to go Miami and their offensive weapons to get me at least 10 wins.
Yeah, the thing that killed Miami last year was just that all the defensive injuries were insane. They had, I think, 3 starters playing by the end of the season on defense. So when they're healthy, they haven't really struggled. So, I mean, yeah, that's definitely a live pick.
They struggle to beat teams with winning records, as we've seen.
Yeah, the playoff game I remember actually because it was the last game that I bet on, and I bet Miami, and I remember thinking that they had a chance. Now, look, it also could be, you know, you look at this and you say, all right, well, what are the Jets going to be? How good are they going to be? And how good is Buffalo going to be if you want to talk about that win? But outside of that, I don't think Miami has that difficult to schedule. I mean, look, it's not a layup here, but they're a good team. They should be able to get to 10 wins. If they finish with fewer than 10 wins, I think that'd be a terribly disappointing season for Miami.
I agree.
All right, Harrison, you're up.
All right. Which pick is this? Do you have the
this thing? This is 4. I believe you're on number 4 here, so you get 2 more to go.
Give me Bucks over 7.5. I was big on the Baker Mayfield train last year. I love Rashad White at running back. I think he's great. The team has played well the past couple of years. They've won the division. They've been over their win total 4 of the past 6. For the past 6 years, they won 9 games last year. Obviously, I think the Falcons got a lot better. That's why their win total went down. But This team made the playoffs and performed in them last year. I think Baker Mayfield is going to have a good season. I think he has the weapons to perform on offense, and I think the defense is solid. They have a really good – they have some strong players in the secondary, and I think they're going to be able to compete again because, I mean, the Falcons are going to give them trouble, but I don't like the Saints, and I don't like the Panthers. So I think that they're going to have – they don't have the hardest road, and that's just – I think they're going to win over 7.5 games.
Yeah, I like that. I think if you're picking – if you're looking to find who's going to finish second behind Atlanta – and again, I'm not giving the Falcons a division – but they certainly should be the favorites in that division. Do you think it's going to be – do you believe more – forget Carolina. Do you believe more in the Bucs or do you believe more in the Saints? And you're saying, Harrison, yeah, you believe in the Bucs, which I would too. I think Dennis Allen's going to get fired eventually. Sure. I don't think New Orleans is that good either.
I think New Orleans just has a lot of missing pieces, and I think the Bucs, they kept enough guys, and they re-signed a bunch of guys. So all these guys have new contracts, and they're just coming off a season where they overperformed, and I think they're going to want to match that performance.
Okay. All right, Jack, you're on the clock here, number four.
I'm going with Cardinals under 7.5 wins.
Okay. I have it 6.5. What do you have, Harrison?
I have 6.5.
I had 7.5.
So, Jack, do you want to stick with Cardinals? Because we're going to go 6.5 majority rules. Or you could switch your pick.
You have 6.5?
Yeah,
we both have 6.5.
I'm still going to go 6.5.
All right.
You're going under 6.5. I like it.
Under 6.5. Confident. First of all, their defense is terrible. Like, terrible. They might have the worst defense in the league this year. And I think their O-line is just as bad. I know Kyler Murray can scramble, but I don't think him and Marvin Harrison can do it all. I know they have Trey McBride, and he's a good piece. But I just think their defense will – I don't think their offense will be able to keep up with how bad their defense is. And their schedule is, I think, 21st out of – 32, and I just don't think they'll be able to compete with it. I don't think the coaching staff is that good. I just think this team might be the worst team in the league behind the Patriots.
You don't think that they can produce on offense with Marv and a strong tight end, McBride, or no?
Marv.
Yes. Marv.
No, his name.
I really don't. I mean, that's two guys. I don't think their running game will be that strong. James Conner's okay, but I really just think it's the defense. And their O-line can't block. So Kyler Murray's going to have to do a lot of scrambling, which he can do, but we see that he's injury-prone a little bit. So I don't know if he'll stay healthy, and I just don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. and Trey McBride can do it all.
All right, so there you go. You're under with the Cardinals, 6.5. So wait, I'm on the clock now. Each got – after this one, we'll each have one more final pick. So we're almost wrapping this up here.
Yes.
And then – we're going to do, as I was telling Jackson and Harrison off the air when we agreed to do this pod or whatever, we're going to do a mid-season review and see where we're at, and then we'll do a finale again, and hopefully we can make this a little bit of a tradition here. So we'll have some fun doing these picks. All right, I'm going – what number do you have the Broncos at here?
I'm at 5.5.
Me too. I'm going over. I am going Broncos over, and fool me for believing in – last year I ripped Sean Payton saying that the game has passed them by. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy in a little bit of what's going on in the preseason with Bo Nix. Sean Payton, as much as I despise him, and mainly it's because he was a Saints coach and I hate the New Orleans Saints for being a Falcons fan, he knows what he's doing. He can coach football. He turned it around last year with a team that stunk. He at least got them to play a little bit respectable. So for me, that's a low number. Now, Bo Nix, who the hell knows here? But based on the preseason, based on Sean Payton's pedigree, based on the low number and the really low expectations, I know it's a tough division, a very tough division, especially I think the Chargers are going to be better. So I disagree with you, Harrison, on that pick.
I was just about to ask about that.
Yeah, I disagree with that. So I think the Chiefs and Chargers will be good. I still think, dude, you're talking about 6 wins. I mean, if Sean Payton can't win 6 games, he should pack it in. So give me Denver over 5. Yeah,
how good is Bo Nix going to really be? And who's the main targets? Like,
yeah, I mean, look, I know they lost Tim Patrick, who was a favorite receiver of mine. I don't believe in building like the fantasy
way. Judy as well.
Yeah, I don't believe in building outside in the fantasy way. Like, oh, who are his receivers? Yeah, how'd that work with Jerry Judy? Like, total bust. So I'm going to believe in Payton without knowing the ins and outs and all the details about the Broncos, just following from afar what's gone on there, the fact that they went to Bo Nix, the fact that Bo Nix has seemingly taken control already as a rookie, him and Payton together, I'm not asking for playoffs. I'm asking for 6 wins. I think it's an extremely low number and almost disrespectful to Payton. I'm going to go Denver over 5.5.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I agree with you on the, I agree with you on the fact with the, ooh, I don't know what that was. I agree with you on the fact.
Tell Frank you're calling back later.
As my dad, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Get on.
So I agree with the fact that you build from the quarterback out and not wide receivers in. But what do you think just about the Raiders too? Because I don't think they're going to beat the Chargers. I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs. The Raiders, though, they are on the that'll be a competitive few games. So, do you think it's going to be those going to be the make or break games?
Yeah, I'm not right. Probably with the Raiders because you would think those two teams will be battling for. Yeah. I think for third place because I think the Chiefs and Chargers will be battling for, sure. for first place. I don't. I'm not as high on the Raiders as like I like Antonio Pierce. I think it was a nice story last year. Push comes to shove, I'm going to believe in Sean Payton and Bo Nix. Now, look, maybe I'm dead wrong and they win three games. Maybe they're the worst team in the league here. But I just have a feeling, and seeing that number, that low number, jumped out to me. If it were 6.5, I wouldn't touch it. 5.5, it's a totally different story. So I think Denver could be more than respectable with Sean Payton and Bo Nix.
I think you'll be surprised.
How bad they're going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. All right, Harrison, last round, your final pick. What do you
got? All right, so for final pick, this is gonna be the crazy one. But I've had this when I was doing my research, I had the feeling, so I decided to go against the grain here. I'm going Pats over 4.5.
Oh my God. I love to hear the reasons behind this.
All right, let's hear this. They had 4 wins last year. Let's just put that down. And that was a mess of a season. They're under new coaching staff. I think it's just going to come down to Drake May, and I think it's just going to come down to him stealing games. Like they might go to the Jets and steal a game, and I think if he can do that and win against one good team, because they have the worst schedule in the
league. Drake May isn't the starter.
Oh, well, for now.
Yeah, I think I think he will be though.
Okay.
No, I think he will. I think he will be the quarterback, but. I mean, I think Brissett might start the season, but even if we talk about Brissett, Brissett can win games. Everyone knows that. So I think it's going to come down to just the team stealing games, and I think they can. They're the Patriots. I think it's just a Patriots thing that they do. They can come down and beat teams. Like they go and beat the Jets every year. I don't know how they do it, whether they're better or worse.
That has to do with coaching, though. Bill Belichick's not there anymore.
Yeah, and they did lose to the Jets, even with the great Bill Belichick.
Well,
I think
Bill Belichick's time expired, and I think that now they will have more motivation under a new coach.
What number do you have in here?
4.5.
What do you have, Jackson?
Let me see real quick.
Because I have it 5.5.
Oh, I'm not picking if it's 5.5.
No, I have 4.5.
Okay, all right. So you guys, majority rules there. All right,
yeah.
I mean, it's low, but I mean, my God, they stink. And how do you know with a rookie head coach?
I know. That's just, this is a complete gut call. I have no stats too much reasoning behind it. I think they have quarterbacks who can steal games, and I think it's just going to come down to them stealing random games. I think it'll be like, oh, this guy's hurt, and they play a team. I think it's just so low that they can be like, if a team's injured or something, they can grab a game from a good team, then beat up on the bad ones, and hopefully sneak 5 wins in. That's kind of my reasoning behind it.
But what's your thought process when Drake May eventually doesn't start because of how bad they are? Like, why would
I thought Drake May was going to start let's say Jacoby Brissett starts the entire season, Drake May doesn't touch the field. I think Jacoby Brissett is good enough to where, like, he played last year and he played good on terrible teams, on a terrible team. So I think he's good enough to where he can be my guy that sneaks games. Like, he's fine. I think Drake May would do it, and I think he can do it. He has more experience than Drake May in playing on bad teams, too. He played on a terrible team last year. So I think it will come down to this. This is so low that they can sneak 5 wins.
All right. So Harrison is in the clubhouse now with his 5. We'll rehash it and then say goodbye when we're done here. Jack, your last pick. What do you got?
I have a quick fantasy question real quick since my draft's going on. Who do you think I should take at quarterback? Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels, or Aaron Rodgers?
I love Jaden Daniels here.
What are the choices again?
Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Jaden Daniels, Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love, Brock Purdy.
I'm leaning Jordan Love.
I don't know. Fantasy-wise, man, that's a
tough one. I like Jaden Daniels. I think he's going to rush for touchdowns.
Yeah, but the Commanders.
No, but I think they're going to run. I think they're going to have some option in the offense. I think he's going to – his
life. I would not take Daniels myself. You're talking about fantasy-wise?
Yeah, I think they're over. You're banking on them.
I'd roll with Rodgers myself.
I think fantasy is the thing that helped me so much. Here he goes again. All right, let's get rid of that.
That was my dad again calling me. he's blowing you up, Harrison. Yeah. You better get back to him.
But I'll get back to him after this.
Jack, you have his numbers last year, Love?
Let me see.
I don't remember if he was a good fantasy player. And I know he's good.
I don't know if he's here. I tend to go away from passing quarterback.
He had 4,159 yards and 32 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great passing season. But I think when it comes to fantasy, like I had Hurts 1 year. He was awesome for me. He just scored and he ran a lot. The guys that run a lot are the guys that you want in fantasy because they get the running points and the passing points. So, I mean, I picked Jaden Daniels in our family league, Jack, too.
You did? Oh, yeah, you did.
In your what league?
So we have a family league.
Who's in that?
Us three, me, Jack, my dad, and then, like, uncles and cousins from my mom's side.
Now, that's got to be immense pressure for your father because he's expected.
He's never won. We've had it.
So he started doing fantasy the year we started the league. Yeah. So how many years have we had it?
3?
Yeah, 3. He's always been in the top 5. Yeah.
So I won it the first year, and then I haven't done as well since, but my buy-in has been paid for from the first year, so I'm okay.
Okay. All right, there you go. Yeah. I'd be curious to see how your father does that. I used to get tips from him just on players, not the fantasy aspect of it, but that was fun. I can't imagine him being able to stomach losses to you two.
I beat him a couple. I beat him a nice amount of times. Last year, I beat him by 0.1.
Oh, God.
That was awesome.
No, and that had a bother
him. Here's how it happened.
He always has a really good team, though.
The Ravens defense went to overtime and got scored on and lost points. He had won the game, and the Ravens defense lost points, so he came back and lost to me.
That's why fantasy is total BS.
It's so funny, though, because he was. I got to make fun of him for a while about
that. Did you tell him that you were doing – I think I might have mentioned – I played golf with him actually last week.
I think I mentioned it. Just I didn't say it was right now.
Okay.
Do you want to hear his team?
You have it?
I have it up right now.
Give me his top 3 picks.
Breece Hall, Malik Neighbors, and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it's a solid. Well, Jack, what are your top 3 picks in that league?
My top 3 picks were, let me see. Bijan Robinson, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Drake London.
Hey, who's like give me the consensus number 1.
I had McCaffrey.
Who are the top backs? McCaffrey, Hall, is Bijan up there?
Yeah, McCaffrey, Hall, Bijan.
CeeDee Lamb.
Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb went second, and Breece Hall went third.
I think I have second pick overall here, and I'm probably going to take Breece Hall, I would think, first. Should I take Breece Hall or Bijan?
With the second overall?
Bijan, look at you. Yeah.
I think I like about Bijan.
McCaffrey role. We're seeing our offensive coordinator was the pass game coordinator.
He catches a lot out of the backfield, which, I mean, I won the league with Eckler 3 years ago. I got him at the 9.
Chargers.
Good pick. That's why Eckler's going to take my Commanders over that number. All right, let's wrap it up here, Jack. Right. What do you got?
Yeah, you two get your last ones then.
I'm going Colts over 8.5.
Ooh.
I think AR is going to be back to where he was when he left. He's not going to get hurt this season, and I think his season this year will be up there with how Cam Newton was playing when he was at the top of his game. I don't think he's going to have the MVP season that Cam Newton had, but I think he's going to – his game reminds me so much of Cam Newton when he was in his prime. I just think that he's going to be unstoppable. I love their O-line. Jonathan Taylor proves himself every single year. Pittman is a beast. Josh Downs proved himself last year, and I think Adonai Mitchell can succeed and will be a top 35 receiver in the league this year. We'll see. And they have a really easy schedule on top of all that.
Can I tell you why?
Everything about this team I love to get over 8.5.
Yeah, that was one of my banked picks. I like that too.
Really?
Here's one of the reasons he left out that I had on mine. They went and signed Joe Flacco, so I think he can if Richardson decides, I mean not decides, but if Richardson goes down again this year, I think that they have another solid backup. Obviously, we saw what he did with the Browns last year that can carry them above that mark of 8.5. I had them banked too.
I am not a Colts fan mainly because of how they treated Matt Ryan. I can never get over it. I hate the Colts and their owner for what they did to Matt Ryan. And it really wasn't just them, but the way that they handled him, it really bothered me. But that doesn't mean that they can't be a good team. I think that they'll be okay. I would not pick their over in this spot. All right, the last one.
Yep.
It's going to be a head-to-head with one of you.
Titans.
Ooh. You're going Titans, yeah.
No.
Ooh.
I'm going
Chargers. I'm surprised you didn't take the Jets.
You're going Chargers?
Well, nobody here. I am surprised at that, too. I was waiting for one of you two to pick the Jets because it seems everybody.
I thought you wanted it, so I didn't go near it. I was like, Sal's going to take it with the first pick. I'm not going to take it. I'm just
their over-under is weird. I think they're either going to go 9 or 10, so I can't. I didn't have a good pick on it.
Everybody, including your father, everybody loves the Jets over. I don't want to root against the Jets.
I don't know.
But I cannot
it's
get
the Jets
bed.
At the end of the day.
See, I just think that they're either going 9 or 10, and I can't decide which one because they have some tough games. So, I mean, I just don't know.
Well, that's kind of my point is where I don't want to root against them, so I'm not going to pick the under. But yeah. I also can't get in bed with the head coach who I don't believe in. Oh, and by the way, it's not same old Jets because I do love Rodgers. But, like, can the Jets win 9 games before we get to 10 and put them in the Super Bowl and all this? Mm-hmm. And the fact that everybody is on them – what could go wrong? You know how that is when everybody's
basically everything.
It's so, the Jets. Everyone has to remember it is the Jets. The Jets right. have been promising in the past. Every time they're promising, something goes wrong. It is the Jets. At the end of the day, it is the Jets.
Right. If not for wanting to root for them this year, I would have taken the under. But I didn't. I thought about taking the Giants over, but I'm going Chargers. I am taking over 8.5 for the Chargers.
Ooh.
I love the head coach.
I mean, everyone does. I love him too. He's great.
But you picked against him. You went under.
There's not enough. I don't think there's enough weapons on that team to do it.
He will figure it out. Yeah, and I think
he can figure it out to 8 wins. I don't think he can figure it out to 9 because then he's got to start beating the Chiefs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think he could get to 9. I don't think the Chiefs, again, this sounds crazy. I'm not as high on the Chiefs as everybody else. Like, at some point, they're going to start to come down to earth a little bit. Harbaugh's the guy to do it.
See, here's – they lost one guy, but they kept the keys. They kept Chris Jones, who is the guy. They lost Snead, who was a dog for them, but they kept McDuffie. They kept the linebackers. They kept Carl Aftis. I don't even know what those guys have left on their contracts, but they're still there, and then they kept – they still have their guys on offense enough. Like everyone thought when Tyreek Hill was gone, it was over. They find ways to adapt and they find new guys every year. I think Worthy's that guy. I think you're going to see someone new evolve out of the Chiefs,
wide receiver
core. And I think that their defense has now gotten to a point where they're just there's guys popping up out of that defense that no one expects to be good. And they're becoming lockdown players.
Yeah. So
What's the status on Marquise Brown, Harrison? Do you know?
He's doubtful, but I don't think they need him. I don't.
Are you a Chiefs fan, Harrison?
Yes, I'm a very big Chiefs fan.
Are you really?
Yes.
You're a Chiefs fan. You, Jack, are a Falcons fan. Wow.
My entire life.
How old?
I don't go that far, but maybe.
I'd say so from 6 years old on, probably.
And what made you become a Chiefs fan?
Our first time ever playing fantasy football, we had the first pick. I picked Jamal Charles. And I would watch every single down he played, and then I just became a Chiefs fan from watching the team so much.
I'm pretty sure it was the same year he scored like 50 fantasy points in one game.
So. Yeah, it was him and LaShawn McCoy ran fantasy football.
So because of Jamal Charles, I love that story. And that's how young you obviously both you guys are young here. That's how now, you know, fantasy teams and all that stuff leads to
I mean Jack's Julio Jones.
Well, as I was gonna ask you, Jack, how did you
I remember so one time I explained this on our last podcast, but one time my dad was just watching a Falcons versus Seahawks game at like the end of the regular season. Matt Bryant kicks a game winning field goal. I watch it. I'm like, that team won. Yo, that logo is pretty cool. And then I just started liking them. They had Tony Gonzalez, Roddy White, Michael Turner, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, like all these guys that I just grew up loving when I was a kid. So I just fell in love with the team.
Incredible. I love that stuff. I didn't know. I might have heard before, Harrison, that you were a Chiefs fan. But
yeah, it's been mentioned a few times.
I didn't think about that now. All right, so I'm going Chargers 8.5. Hey, I'll wrap mine up, then each of you guys give yours. We'll go me, then Jack. We'll go in reverse order here put the finishing touches on it. What happened?
That was our fifth.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm just going to wrap it up, give everybody what we have here.
Awesome.
I have the Commanders over 6.5, Eagles under 10.5, Dolphins over 9.5, Broncos over 5.5, Chargers over 8.5. Jack?
I have Falcons over 9.5, Steelers under 8.5, Lions over 10.5, Cardinals under 6.5, Colts over 8.5.
Harrison?
All right, I got Chargers under 8.5, Bears over 8.5. Then I got Pats over 4.5, Titans over 6.5, and Bucks over 7.5 to finish it off. It's going to pay me to root against Justin Herbert. I love the guy, but I got to take you down on that one.
Yeah, now we get the head-to-head. I love it. No checker on checker here. We did go head-to-head with that one. Perfect. All right. So,
and I was pretty strong on Commanders under and Titans under, but I decided to stay away for both.
You stayed away, so it doesn't count.
You should have come head-to-head. Those man makes it fun.
I was going to go Commanders, but I liked my other picks better. Like Commanders would have been my next pick, but like all the ones that I liked, you guys did not take a single one that I liked other than
hey, everyone's – I mean, I got some stuff on here, but everyone's got different ones.
Yeah, which is funny because I thought for sure there'd be some stealing.
The ones I prepared for, not a single one got taken.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll do this. I appreciate the time, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Yep.
We'll do it again midway through the year. We'll be watching along here every NFL Sunday. I love it. I can't wait. It's the best time of the year. We'll recap midway through. We'll pick the week and figure it out. And then at the midway point, maybe we could come up with a little – something on the line for the winner or something like that. Or the losers have to, you know, whatever it may be there, pay the penalty.
Perfect.
All right. That does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Thanks, Jack Francesa, Harrison Francesa as well. We'll be back with a new edition at some point this week as we start to get in the flow of things. As we're back now to work. Tis the season, the greatest season in the sports world. Baseball playoffs, football beginning, basketball not too far behind, a little hockey as well. So we'll have plenty of podcasts coming for you in addition to the midday show, of course, with BT, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on The Fan. That does it for us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?